Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Point of personal privilege.
What is your privilege?
We don't answer normally the public, but please, we cannot use the public comment to call specific people and having a recording, things that are not true, talking these names of PMB members and changing our decisions. This is not right, and I will not allow it.
I want to go on.
I'm sorry.
Okay, you're out of order now.
Let me say one thing.
I'm sorry.
It's a matter of public record. How they
vote. Mr. Chair.
How they vote is public record.
Point of order.
And you call the member to order.
Point of order.
Point of order.
As is our tradition, we cannot respond to listeners. That would be a change from our previous practice.
I exactly say it, but they are using my name.
That's what you're doing.
That bell means only the chair. Can't speak right now.
What? I'm sorry.
The member will find herself in accordance with common decent practices and principles of response, statements, and responses. However, the PNB member will be able to take every opportunity he or she chooses to respond to such accusations at the appropriate time, which is a PNB report. So, having said that, we still have a member who is going to speak, and we are at close to about 13 minutes left in this session. Should he choose not to take all of the 13 minutes, we'll be able to get back to the agenda and try to carry forward some of the local station business. Dr. Wright. Dr. K.
If this 13 minutes doesn't get all taken up, I'd like to re-speak.
Well, that is not customary either. So I wouldn't want to start something because I think it's just a back and forth. I think we had an opportunity. Now let's hear from Dr. K if we can.
Oh, thank you very much. A great communication takes part amongst people, a receiver and a sender. But more important, what the position is, it is rather the point of view and the mindset that's very important. In order to create a collaboration, what I see is happening in our station, KBLSB, is that there's so much positionality that takes precedence over principle effectiveness or what's possible. And I would suggest that when people come together in groups, that always learn to listen to each other and allow someone to make their comments and their contributions and to be recognized as valuable and authentic and respected. And that true negotiation takes care of both sides in such a way that there's a kind of sense of completion on both parties that they have obtained an okay outcome. Neither one has all the say. Neither one controls. And if you think you can get to that, that's not our system generally. We work on cooperation and participation and collaboration that generates satisfaction with the results. And coming together for the purpose of a higher purpose than your own opinion being recognized and being the star. That is, what is it can we do to learn to communicate in such a way that we partner and that everyone involved feels good about what we do? That requires laying aside personal agendas and the idea that you're right no matter what other people say and that only your right should be respected, which will scuttle the entire model. If I can't get together with you and talk about what you're interested in and respected and we can come together to create that kind of a model or a solution that's not based on bombast, accusation, righteousness, all of the things of arrogance, all of the things that sink boats when people are working together. You've got a captain of the ship, yes, but you've also got somebody steering the rudder and taking care of the business and taking care of the leak. No one person runs the station or owns it. I don't care how many years you've been there, and if you're the manager, of course, you recognize that you too are expendable. You're not a permanent position. And you have got to earn your place every year. And part of earning that is to demonstrate that you are willing to go out and do things that other people expect and that need you to be leading. Because without a leader, there is no model. And if it is only for you to say, let's turn it over to some committee or something else, that's a failure in responsibility. You've got to stay right with it the entire time this issue is going to be addressed and actively participate, not just because you're in the position you're in, but because you're seeking a solution. How can we learn to work together, we respect each other in such a way that we all win? Keep this station alive is the goal, and thrive. First alive, survive, and then thrive. And that takes heart. And there's no reason this cannot be done unless you say it is. And if you think that you have some handle on irrefutable predictions and focus of what will happen, there's no conversation possible. We all have to protect them as well. Each vulnerable and limited human beings, and hopefully we can get along better, respect each other, and forgive each other when we do step on each other's toes, because that's inevitable too. Conflict is always present. It is not that the conflict is bad. Rather, it is what we do about it that matters. That's enough to say.
All right, thank you. Right, we do have 7 minutes left. I hate to set this precedent.
Point of order.
Come on, Joseph.
I, out of respect, that this is again, in the same sense, it is not our precedent.
We allow board members to respond to
the public. We ignore that we give the public multiple chances to speak. We've given everybody who wishes to speak the opportunity to speak.
Last meeting.
I need you to take your seat.
Just remind
me. I need you to take your seat. This is why good chairs don't make exceptions. But, Mr. Finance Chair, I'm going to have to overrule you. This time is allotted to the public from 8 to 8:30. There are members in the gallery who have spoken. There is time left, so if there are any challenges to the chair, let it be stated. But, Martha, you have the floor.
Thank you. I didn't probably say as much as I could have, but since Adriana had a response to it, I would like to say this to every single one of you board members. I don't know how much you pay attention to the national board meetings, but I can tell you that the way this board voted, 3/4 of the people on this board voted in direct violation in breaking the bylaws. There's rumor, and it may very well be, that a lawsuit has already been filed about this. And if I'm not mistaken, it's Adriana that made the motion. So I would suggest that seriously, as board members, you look into this seriously. You can always go back and change your vote. The view on the PNB, Venetia's not here. But the rest of you could change that. So be concerned about breaking the bylaws. Be concerned with giving everybody the opportunity to participate. And I'm not going to let it go. So I'm hoping that I can let it go by virtue of the fact that I've passed it on to you guys, that y'all got to get something happening at WBAI. If the PNB should meet in the interim, before WBII gets it together, I hope that the other Pacifico board members will consider changing their vote. And if you have a question about that, talk to Bill Crozier. If you're not clear, and then talk to Adriana. Talk to both positions. Make a decision for yourself.
Very well. Thank you. We have heard from our members, and we're now back into session. It appears to me that item 3C is probably going to get the same response. Item 3A and B have gotten.
Blake?
Yes?
We changed the agenda. What's on the agenda now is 10 minutes of discussion on the suggestion that was made that we take up the offer of the gift for nonviolent communication.
I do recall that. Just didn't note it. All right, 10 minutes on an item.
May I speak to that question?
Sure. Go right ahead.
What I would like to do, actually, is to use this time to allow a back and forth with Karen if she wishes, or if you all have questions about this. She's going to be much better at presenting what's possible from nonviolent communication than I am. I have some sense of it. Actually, I thought what Joseph Kay said was very, very to the point, that nonviolent communication, that the ideas and the techniques are a means of reaching that kind of relationship with each other, that we can actually have win-win conversations, speak to each other from what we need rather than what we think about the other person. We've seen in this room how things so quickly go into right and wrong and good and bad. We had a motion on the floor which really said, reminding something happened in the PNB. There was a motion in the PNB. But attached to all of that came good and bad. Was the manager's behavior correct? Was it illegal? Why was this put on the floor? We don't want to know that, but there was some suspicion about that. There was questions of needs came up, but that wasn't what the focus of the discussion was. We get so sidetracked into this, having to be right, being right and wrong, being good and bad, that we lose sight of our own humanity, we lose sight of our own capacity to actually make something happen in the world, which really only happens when one person moves in response to some other person. I'd like to stop talking if it's all right, and if there's anybody else who wants to ask a question, please do so.
Yes, sir.
Me?
Yes, sir.
I have a question. My question is, the term nonviolent communication, I don't recall anyone in this room actually in a physical act of violence. To me, I consider a lie a deliberate misleading, a deliberate omission of relevant information, a deliberate deception or misrepresentation or betrayal, to me that's violence. One of the speakers spoke of a lawsuit filed against the foundation. People use lawsuits as it's just paper violence. It's a way of attacking someone. Filing a lawsuit doesn't mean there's a just cause. It simply means someone is using this kind of a weapon to attack someone else. So I'd like to hear your opinion on that, and how that falls into what kind of a work you do.
Sure. Is it okay if I speak?
Of course. This is question and answer. Wasn't that what we...
I didn't hear...
Well, the chair is making another exception.
That's my misunderstanding.
The member assumed that it was improper order, but it is not, since the non-member is not on the agenda. But the chair will make another exception, and that kind of blows off any... consistency that we'll have for the next 12 months. Chair will always make exceptions.
Is that what Mr. Ryder intended?
Yes, that's what he intended. We're ready at
I intended that we have a space on the agenda where we could invite.
Well, we were going to. That means
we could speak with each other, and it's also.
But I'm saying, it's okay. Let her go ahead and speak. We don't need to spend more time
expert
trying to motivate.
Okay. Thank you. So to answer, and I don't know your name.
We've got six more minutes.
Joseph.
Joseph. So to answer your question, nonviolence, the name nonviolence is problematic because what we actually teach is not to tell people not what to do, but to provide opportunities for them to behave and think and reach the place of connectedness on their own. And the reason it's called that is that Marshall Rosenberg, who created this form of communication, studied deeply Gandhi and Martin Luther King. And in the tradition of nonviolence, in the whole community, not just communication, but nonviolence, he wanted to cherish and honor that. So what you're talking about, lawsuits, even the word should, the rights and wrongs, all of those are violent. We acknowledge that that is all violent. The word them is one of the most violent words because there's only us. There's no separation. So what you are pinpointing, I hope that I...
Truthfulness is actually my primary thing.
Yes, definitely. Truthfulness, authenticity is like... Yeah, if you can't be authentic about your feelings and your needs, then you can't expect the other person that you're speaking with to also be authentic. So authenticity is a need, and we aim to have all needs met.
Thank you.
Yes, go right ahead.
This is a wonderful thing, and I will second it. Or third it even. My only issue is as I'm probably the only one who does not have transportation.
We'll take you.
Okay.
Yeah, I did want to say if there was a need for carpooling or arrangements like that, talk to George, talk to Dwayne, talk to me, and we'll arrange for something. And then also, did Teresa? I heard you earlier say the 19th was not workable for you.
I stated that emphatically at the last meeting.
The following week, and I regret that that was then the date that was chosen. So to meet your need, the following week we are having food not bombs out, and you may come to that. Anyone here can come to that one if that's a better time.
Okay, Jim? Okay, next.
I just want to say that I work on weekends. It's my 90 minutes, so I can't go on weekends.
Okay. My other suggestion, last time, I don't believe you were here. We offer courses, and I also am willing to create a practice group for this specific group, close to this group of KPFT board and employees. And that is of minimal contribution. And that would be fantastic.
Ted?
Karen, authenticity. What I understood was that we had this one specific date. Now I just found out that there's another date. This body did not discuss this matter. It didn't vote on this matter. We were told, this is it, you will go if you want. But we were all invited to go and urged to go. And I think it's the process of having a motion, even sending it to a committee, because on that original date is the State Democratic Party Convention, and some of us have an interest in going to it. And so that the way it was done really sat, it didn't taste good to me. You know, this whole process of making motions, it may seem arduous, but I think it's important, and to just walk in and give us an invitation without all the rest of it, I think, is contradictory to all that you're talking about.
Okay, so I'm hearing that you have some frustration and confusion and anger about how choices were made. Does that sound like it matches.
I'm now starting to have issues with the back and forth that we're not supposed to do in meetings like this.
Do you have a question?
I'm just trying to understand what I heard you say.
Talk to you privately afterwards.
Okay.
Oh.
If you could. Do
okay.
You,
you spoke of an alternative, food, not bombs. Would you give a date in place of that?
That's the following weekend, the 26th. Yeah.
All right.
Easter
where is that?
That's the same place, Brenham.
Okay.
Yeah, and we can
also try to... In our last minute, I'd like to ask you, Karen, thank you for spending the time to come this far and to be with us on two occasions. It certainly shows commitment to what you believe in. But who was consulted with this date, and who of the LSB, Nick being the chair, certainly wasn't, consulted about choosing this date?
Okay, so Bren, who's the lady whose house it's at, and a CNBC certified trainer in Texas, sent emails. Dwayne and George, were you included in the email or not? Okay. And since she had no one else's email, and neither did I, we sent a couple of dates that were available for her space.
To two individuals?
Yeah.
Out of 24. So I'm saying nonviolent, open communications, open collaborations, establishing relationship, seeing the proper protocol would have been to consult at least one of the officers of the board as opposed to the station manager, which is a perfunctory member of the body, non-binding and non-voting. So in the future,
yeah,
if you really want value,
point of information,
I would suggest you...
Point of information.
Yes.
This is a service she's offering for free. If she's offering it for free, I think she can pick what day she wants to offer.
Not to have people buy in, you can't. You have to
and
have
she's offered several alternative dates to people
consult.
I would point out, too. So
all
I feel like it's completely inappropriate
that
since
you
gave
body,
you the floor
you
for you to
response.
Continue.
So it's okay. No, I really
I appreciate
be,
it.
Is it okay? Thank you for the feedback. Honestly, thank you for
just
the feedback. And we're learning in this process. So I think our hope was that we had two ends and that there would be emails to everyone involved. And I'm learning
it works.
That exactly. So now I get to take that back to my community and say this doesn't work. And so next time, if I come to a board, I can pass out a sheet and say, would everybody be willing to give me your email?
And don't feel bad. I'm having the same problem with a membership orientation, getting a date where everybody can agree to. So don't
you.
Feel
and
bad
thank
at
you
all.
For your feedback.
We are now at 11 minutes. The time has been expended on this item, allotted 10 minutes. The agenda now calls for us to go to item 3C. And item 3C is LSB remind GM of current standing PNB motion on required fiscal reports. Mr. Chair.
Yes, this is again was brought to the attention of the committee that there is a motion, June 14, 2015, that specifies some very detailed reports that are requested of the GM to deliver. I don't know all the details, but I think I would like to refer this to Member Casaneva since she brought it to our attention.
Member Castaneda.
Yes. The motion was passed by the PNB approving June 14, 2015. It's been called budget motion. I think that I send you, Joseph, all the emails, the back and forth when I sent the last year during the finance committee meetings. I was asking for all this information. We sent to the general manager this motion. We discussed this motion. And again, I want to remind everybody that we are, the LSB is a committee of the PNB. Right? The PNB is the one that makes the laws, makes the motions. And it's very clear we are having, because if not, we are talking different language. I think that the it's the first time that from the national office we are trying to speak with one language when we talk finances. And then every station will be on the same page. And the information that goes to the local finance committees, to the LSB, in order for the LSB to accomplish our duties, we need to have a specific information. If we don't have it, we cannot make informed decisions. That's why this motion was passed, and that's why it's important that the finance committee first, and then the MSB receive the right information. That is emotional. The general manager has.
Are there any objections to this motion?
I have a point of information.
Point of information.
I was under the impression that actually our manager was providing more information than was even required, because he is providing monthly reports to us at the date of our local station board meeting. So am I to understand that there's something more that we need?
Let me have the two principals respond to that. Either the chair or Ms. Kasanevic, her question was, her impression is the general manager is providing more information than is required, if that is true, and what additional information is being requested.
Teresa, you were part of the PMB when we passed a motion in June 14th. I hope that everybody read it, because I sent it. You have it, you were in the
meeting. June 15th.
June 14th.
2015.
This is the motion. The other motion is 2015. You were there. We approved this motion. Everybody has the motion. I personally can show the mails that I sent to the whole finance committee, to the whole LSP, with the whole motion. And if you care to read it, you have no later than the quarterly report, no later than 30 days after the end of each quarter. This time we didn't receive it, but last time what the general manager was giving us was report more than it was 30 days of the last decision. What I'm saying is, this is the, you wanted to explain this, you can do this in my motion. I know exactly what is in that, but instead of discussing it like that, we need to adhere to this. Read it, okay. And then we know. It's not true. We don't have more information.
Did you have anything to say with that?
Not.
I believe the reason it passed through the Finance Committee was simply because it was agreed that since the PNB had passed this motion, that clearly we did expect compliance. We're simply sending a reminder.
Okay, Hank.
I would like to make a motion that we send this back to committee and have them, rather than send this broad generalization, that they come up with the specifics that are missing and ask for them. Be direct about it, and rather than, so broad in general that nobody on the LSP knows what's missing or what's being requested.
I want to restate the motion. LSB remind GM of the current standing PMB motion on required fiscal reports. Doesn't ask for anything specific. Doesn't indicate anything is left out. Just a reminder. Do any other questions regarding this matter? Comments? Yes, sir.
Well, this is something I brought to the committee, is that, I think the bigger problem is at the national level. I'm not sure it's possible for Dwayne and Rakesha to supply this stuff 30 days after each quarter, because some of the information has to come back from the national office. Chargebacks and other things that are charged to KPFT that we don't even get the information on. And they're so far behind on, and right now they're concerned on trying to get the audits done, that basically said they're not doing anything else hardly that's not absolutely required. And so, it's a good idea, but, all last year when I was in NFC, it was really frustrating trying to get things like balance sheets and cash flow reports out of the national office. We never got any of them. None. Zero. And we did get the quarterly financial, the income statements, which we're getting now, but they were missing information. People acknowledged they were missing information from some of the other stations. Not here, but KPFK especially is missing. They told us that they were missing a lot of information like that. So, it's like we should be concentrating on the bigger problems, which are actually at the other stations in the national office.
But to ask you the question, Mr.
Crozier.
Well, I want to refer to his PNB status. You, Mr. PNB member, you're saying that then if this is a law, this is a rule, that you cannot prepare the report based on the information you have available and subject any absent information to the fact that you don't have it available, but absent of just not doing the report, it seems to be what you're arguing, because I don't have all of the information.
Well, the income statements are available from here, but you don't. it may not be complete, though, because I don't know. They have to ask.
So what would stop a manager from doing a quarterly report subject to information that he can't get from the national?
Okay, but if it's not complete, it may not tell you what you want. I'm just.
But is that a good excuse not to do it?
I'm not sure the motion's needed, but what I think is more critical is getting the information.
Can we hear anyone else on this matter? For or against? Any other comment?
No, for the record, right, just the issue.
Well, all the way from Dallas. Let's acknowledge that Venetia Patel has arrived to the meeting. I haven't seen additional hands. I believe now this matter is right.
I think that if somebody comes, I would rather wait to speak than me. May I ask also to read the motion? Then it's clear for everybody what we are talking about. We take you just 1 minute.
It's always good to read.
Okay.
No, the motion that we are referring to.
And this is from last year.
This is the motion from P&B. Per the Pacifica bylaws, Article 7, Section.
Okay, if everyone in the gallery and other places would listen, he wouldn't have to speak loud.
Okay, this is the budget motion for June 14, 2015. Per the Pacific bylaws, Article 7, Section 3, Item 8, that LSPs, quote, review and approve the station's budget and make quarterly reports to the foundation's board of directors regarding the station's budget, actual income and expenditures, end quote. The PMB directs the LSPs to make their reports of a quarterly comparison of budget to actual income and expenditures plus cash flow to the PNB quarterly no later than 30 days after the end of each. The station's GM shall be responsible for providing the necessary reports to the LSP in a timely manner and be available where possible during LSP meetings to answer questions when the LSP reviews the reports. The financial reports shall be generated from data in the general ledger, and each station shall use the same software in order to facilitate the collection, analysis, and reporting of this information. Further, these financial reports should include income statements, balance sheets, cash flow reports, and cash flow projections. Failure to provide the necessary budget drafts and financials as outlined above shall be key considerations in the GM's performance review by the LSP and the PNB. In order for the LSPs to comply with their duties per the bylaws, the ED shall direct the general manager of each station to produce and send to their LSPs an electronic file of the budget draft at least 3 days in advance of the meeting during which the LSP is scheduled to approve the budget, and to produce and send to the LSP accurate current financials as described above at least quarterly. The ED shall also direct the GMs to send an electronic file of the station's LSP-approved budget to the NFC with a CC to the respective LSP within 3 days of approval, as well as an electronic file of the station's NFC-approved budget to the station's LSP within 3 days of its approval. Failure to provide necessary budget drafts and financials, as outlined above, shall be key considerations in the GM performance review by the LSP and PMB. The budget drafts sent to the NFC should include all assumptions used to arrive at budget figures. The NFC shall also review the financials of the Pacifica National Office and its units quarterly as well. The CFO shall send an electronic file of the P&Os and each unit's budget drafts to the NFC, the CC to the ED, at least 3 days prior to being presented to the NFC for approval. An electronic file of the P&Os and its units NFC approved budgets to the PNB within 3 days of its approval. Failure to do so will be key consideration in the CFO's performance review by the PNB.
Okay. You heard the motion read. It gives you background information on what we're discussing here as a reminder of that motion. Item B was a reminder. Item C was a reminder. Yes, ma'am.
May I ask a question about this? Because it was passed so long ago, what does the current CFO say about the expectation that these reports can get out as the PNB expected?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This has nothing to do with the CFO. This is the information that is being asked for the GM. It has to do with the GM. Nothing to do with the CFO.
The CFO is referred to because the reports are to be sent to the CFO.
We need this information here.
Well, the CFO is now, the CFO now supervises, the CFO now supervises the business managers, as I understand it. So I would want to know whether the CFO feels that the business managers can give the GM the figures that the GM needs for these reports.
We are paying a business manager to do a job that you say that they cannot do. I think that this is very simple. How can you manage the finance of any company, for profit or not, if you cannot have your cash flow and you cannot predict the next month's cash flow? I mean, you know, anybody have an idea what we are talking about, or we are just throwing...
On this item, I've heard from Ms. Allen twice. I've heard from Hank once. I've heard from Bill once. Ted?
I've been off this board for a while, so I'm not sure what consent items are, but I think this is a real corruption of the process as I understood it. It's either we vote yes or we vote no. Since we report to the Pacific and National Board, it seems to be moot whether or not we should have to vote at all. It's obvious Dwayne knows. He's been informed of this matter. But if we want to put it on the record that we did, we should have voted on it. Otherwise, it should be under unfinished business or new business. I'm very happy to vote on this item right now, but this continued discussion means we're not going to get to a lot of the other items on this agenda. I'm ready to vote.
Okay. Yes, sir. I haven't heard from you. Okay. Question's been called. We've heard the A's and the nays on this issue. I do think that the member has the point that it is has considered now not a consent item. Therefore, I suppose E will not be a consent item as well because you wanted to discuss everything. So let's take 2D, put it at 6D, and we'll take 3D, we'll take it to 6D.
Wow.
And we'll take 3E and put it at 7, 3D. In other words, we've got three things for the governor's committee to deal with and finance, and hopefully we can just go back to the front page once we get to standing committee reports. So that's how I remember it. So now we've dispensed of these matters and not spent another 30 or 45 minutes to find out. We're not going to do anything about it anyway. The Pacifica National Board report is next. I think this would be the appropriate time for, we've allotted 15 minutes. How many members of the PNB do we have here tonight? I see your hands.
Four.
We have all four. Do all four of you care to speak? See your hands, those of you who care to speak. Okay, so I've got three speakers. That gives me 5 minutes each. If you'd like to respond to, as you described, accusations made and aspersions made upon the votes that you made, you can use those 5 minutes for that purpose. Otherwise, we have 15 minutes allotted for the three of you, and the member, fourth member is willing to respond to any questions that may come up from the membership. Madam PMB, Cassidy.
I
spent
some time
after
the last meeting trying to explain. I understand that most people don't understand what's going on and what is the political part of all of this. I have some sad news again tonight. The precious WBAILSP boycott again the meeting. They are trying to hold, that's the way. When we are both directors, we have a fiduciary responsibility with the foundation. I'm not an LSP member. When I'm a director, according to the bylaws that all of us should abide with, my responsibility is with the foundation. When one of the units, like us, that is a subcommittee, is a committee of the PMB, decide to boycott for whatever reason, because they fight, because they don't like each other, for the reason that you want. I don't want to go into the details of what's going on there. It's their problem. Like ours, it's our problem. What I care is, and when I vote in the PND, I vote as a director trying to protect this foundation, the one that we are committed. We knew that they were not bringing, like we did in February, was when we have our meeting and we elect the director, like every year we do. WBAI didn't do it. They discussed, they divided half and half. They didn't bring their representative there. The PMB could not see something that is illegally in a meeting that doesn't conform. You cannot sit. You cannot vote if you don't have quorum. We all know that. Okay. The point is, we are trying to bend backwards with WBAI. I'm talking about the PMB, giving them option after option. During four times, we give them the option to get together and decide by themselves. They are not doing it. Tonight, like I said, they have the same day that we. I just received the news. They boycotted half of that board, the same one that boycotted all the other meetings, boycotted again. What did PNB, what did Pacifica should do? Close the door and let one unit to hold the whole foundation accountable? I have a responsibility. Even if some people don't understand it, it's okay. You know, you need to take the time to read all of these that are the bylaws, plus the California Code of Corporations for nonprofit. You need to know all that information before you make an informed decision. I'm trying to do my best. I don't have all the solutions, but I try at least. And like always, this body has the option. You elect me. You have the option to call me back and elect somebody else if you think that he's doing a better job than me. I'm trying to do my best. WBAI is a problem for the foundation, and we need to solve it. But we cannot solve it like we did tonight. Every time that we talk about ourselves or LSB, you say, oh, but the others are worse. Doesn't matter. It's like saying that you will not convict me if I commit a crime and kill somebody because Jack the Ripper killed, I don't know, 100 people. They let me free. Worse than me. That is ridiculous. And we are saying exactly the same thing here. We need to clean house first. Be sure that we are doing our job. That has to do with the LSB. And that's why we are here for. Thank you.
Perfect timing. Who is next? Bill, would you like to speak next?
Well, I kind of just wanted to add to that, because mostly what I wanted to report about was WBAI. So I guess as you all are aware of what happened at the last meeting, what was passed, and if you want to look at the exact motion, you can look at the agenda. But also at the next meeting, we are to vote on a motion directing them to have an email vote to determine the members, and so hopefully that will the solution that we're looking for.
Thank you very much. Bill?
Okay, well, I guess I'll have the other point to Adriana. I mean, she's right. I mean, WBI is a big issue. The two affiliate directors are another issue. And it really goes down to the bylaws. And I believe very strongly that the PNB acted contrary to the bylaws. They had a meeting right after the election, the delegate elections were announced in the WBAI in New York. I think they were announced about the same day or when we were in early January. After that was done, the majority faction on the PNB decided to have a special meeting in which they voted to direct the delegates of WBAI to not seat the first runner-up from the election that was just finished to fill a vacancy, but instead to use the last runner-up from the 2012 election to fill the vacancy. So that's where the difference of opinion is. And I feel that it's contrary to the principle of democratic governance and what the bylaws say, and then what the staff members at WBI, which is a staff election, who they voted for to seat this last runner-up from the 2012 election rather than the first runner-up from this new election. And the other part of that is that because they also, the delegates elect the PNB, not the other way around. It's clearly in the bylaws. It's in California Corporation Code, which we have to follow. And the PNB also erred, I think, by trying to direct the people in WBAI to accept this delegate who was elected in 2012 instead of the one who was elected in 2015 and held vacancy. And so they're stepping outside of their authority to do that. The part about and so I don't think it's going to resolve probably without a lawsuit unless the people change their mind, and I don't think the majority is going to do that. That's why why some of the people in WBI are boycotting it, because they don't want to be forced to accept a delegate which was not really elected by the people that were members there. And so they did have a meeting, and they elected four directors on January 26th, and those are the four that the PNB refused to seat at the first meeting, which was later that week. And the PNB also refused to allow the 2015 directors from the ARC to continue. The practice has always been, and as I understand it, I'm not an attorney, but I understand it, California state law, the Corporation Code, which you have to follow, also says that directors continue in their position until they're replaced. And so, our delegate terms always end in December. The PNB terms can't end until late January or sometimes February, because we don't even elect the new people until January. So that's always been the case. And so it seems like they're kind of stretching things and changing both practice, the past policy, as well as what the Corporations Code says, to not allow the 2015 directors to continue. Then to make it worse, you can see, so as a result of this, some of the WBI people were very upset, and they disrupted the meeting where this was happening, because they wouldn't allow either the newly elected directors or the 2015 ones to be seated. At that meeting, I believe it was that same one, Adrian, I had them proposed a motion, which was approved by the PNB, which would allow the 2015 directors from New York, from WI, to be seated, but without a vote. I voted against it because I didn't think it was appropriate to allow them to have a vote, but it did pass. But then at the next meeting, they wouldn't let those people participate again. So even though the PNB had just passed that motion, and then they passed another motion that Denise was talking about last week. I'm sorry this is complicated, but am I at time? Okay. Well, maybe I get to talk about the affiliate director some other time, but that's another mess.
Leslie, are you passing?
Let me respond. I'll respond to the bill quickly. No, in fact, let me, when exactly, I guess the question is, when did that vacancy come up? Was it before the election, during the election? Did they have to go back into the old life? I got on after you had depleted all the runner-ups, and then I was elected by that board. So I'm not really sure where, why they didn't speak the previous one, and that's the timeline. I'm going to check into it when I go back. And if there's anything that I think can be worked out equitably that can keep us from having a lawsuit, that would be my goal. That's it.
That's the end of the PMB report.
General Manager's report, 15 yes. minutes allotted. Yes, sir.
Can we comment?
Huh?
Can we comment or make a...
Well, my clock got messed up, so I don't know where we are with this 15 minutes. I wasn't concerned about the individual conversations. I was concerned about the aggregate. So if anybody can give me an idea of where we were...
Actually, we started at 2055 and it's 2106, so there's a few minutes...
Questions.
Yeah, well, I can respond to Leslie's question, which is that vacancy became available before the election. And the justification for appointing somebody from the old board, that's the way you would have done it if this was a normal election. Of course, it wasn't a normal election because an election had been canceled. And so this was using a thing which was way, way, way back, 2012. So that's what happened, and that's part of the problem. Let me say about the other issue, which I think is much clearer, which is the seating of two delegates who are to represent the affiliates, one of whom is clearly not an affiliate member. To be an affiliate, you have to have a contract. It's renewed every year, and it wasn't. She was an affiliate a while back. She was on the board a while back. But her station is clearly not an affiliate. The other one is more marginal. You also have to be a nonprofit. And the station is actually part of a larger organization, which is for profit, and which sells some of their services to the public. Their goals are fine, and nothing preferable with them, but in terms of what the bylaws actually say, it seems pretty clear to me that neither one of those is actually legitimately an affiliate representative in the bylaws.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, but I need to correct some of the records.
Do it quickly.
You have during two meetings. There is I direct all of you, and I explain that before to everybody, you can go to the official records in kpftx.org, and you can hear during the meeting of November and December of 2015, the first 30 minutes with the affiliate director or manager, Ursula. She answered all those questions, and I can tell you that today, a bunch of those contracts are not being signed. It's not from one affiliate. A lot of them didn't sign it. And you have the affiliate manager explaining why they are not signed. They are not being vetted during, I don't know how long, years. I think that the last time was in 2004 or something like that. I mean, we need new contracts, and everybody will go on that. That affiliate that you are talking about is like a lot of other affiliates that never have a contract. And Ursula explained it. Some of them pay and have no contract. Some of them don't pay and have contract. I mean, you know, all of that is included. And in the meantime, that they have a W report and they transmit like an affiliate, they are affiliates.
Time has expended, and since this was for PNB members, I believe PNB members have been able to speak at length. I want to move forward. And we have the general manager's report now. I want to remind the general manager that he did send his report today, I believe it was. I don't know how many people were able to look at it, but I would want to spend these minutes with members asking the general manager questions, even if it relates to the previous report that he gave us last month. You didn't have your questions, and you can hold your questions for next month for this report, since you really didn't have a lot of time looking at it. But if you have any questions to the general manager, I'd like to see your hands. Anyone have questions with the general manager?
I do.
Okay, well, not the general manager's questions of himself, but the questions members may have relative to the general manager. Do anyone have any questions?
I would like to have the general manager present the report, just as the PNB presented the report. He can summarize what's on the piece of paper, and then he can ask some questions. That's the normal procedure. To not allow the general manager to speak seems to me to be frankly
well, first
rude.
Off, it's not allowing the general manager to speak. The whole idea here is expediting. And if a report, just like the secretary of the Finance Committee, the chair of the Governance Committee, sent information out to you 72 hours, 4 days, 5 days, so you can have time to review it and have questions regarding it, that's how you use the time. I'm not trying to stop the general manager from speaking, but he doesn't have to tell me the same things that's on this report. I can read that, and I've got specific questions that I want that time to be used. And if you disagree with that, quite fine. But, Mr. General Manager, please take the first couple of minutes outlining your report so we can get to those members who do have specific questions.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to just reflect that I, too, left this meeting last month feeling sad, and certainly I didn't come here to have my need to feel joyful fulfilled. And and I think I went away satisfied in not expecting that. I did request last month that if this report was going to be a general manager quiz or a question session, I requested that it be actually put into the agenda as such. In terms of not getting you a report more than 8 hours before your meeting, so that you could read it in advance, I will endeavor to, by your next meeting, get them to you perhaps on the Monday of the week of the meeting and give you a couple of days. And actually, I did work on this report during the morning of International Women's Day, following the Open Journal program yesterday. I was compiling this information for you and put in a few hours on that National Pacifica holiday, just as an FYI. In terms of, I always write these things and then realize there was something I should have put in and didn't. One I was reminded of by Hank, which was that there's actually a second date for the prison show, for the Electra Love hosting a fundraiser, not just on April 3rd, but also on the 20th of March at the Last Concert Cafe. I also neglected to inform you in this report that the KPFT, through my affiliation with the Social Justice Committee at the University of St. Thomas, will be hosting Sister Helen Prejean for Dead Man Walking Journey Continues program public session tomorrow night at 7:30. It's been spoken of several times, including a focus session on that on the Open Journal program today. If anyone would like a flyer with specificity, I'll pass these around the room if you'd like to take one. That's tomorrow night at 7:30, and it's open to the public, and it's free. And KPFT is a media sponsor of that. We've entered into a partnership, media sponsorship arrangement with the Houston History Alliance for their conference, which will be coming up this fall in October at the new MATCH facility in Midtown, I guess they're calling that area, Mid-Maine, near Ensemble Theater, region of Main Street. And so that's an accomplishment that I think is good for KPFT. It's good to be through another pledge campaign. I know last time I was here, we were still a week away from concluding the pledge drive. And I would not normally have come to a board meeting in the middle of the pledge campaign. Since I've been in class the previous semester and the meetings during the fall, and with new members coming on the board and such, I chose to do that. Also knowing that our friends from Houston NBC would be coming to make public comment, it was hoped that there would be an opportunity, much like there was afforded tonight, to actually have a little bit of a discussion about this, at which point in time there actually were three possible dates being held open for KPFT to take advantage. And lacking that, a date was chosen. Sad that it does conflict with particularly those of you democratically conventionally or opposed to participate in that. And I'll just turn the rest over to Trust and Chair. Thank you.
Okay, we'll start over here. Do we have any questions from this side? Yes, sir.
I'm really glad to see this program undecided. Is much being done to support that program with PSAs?
Promotional announcements are being made, and Ernesto's invested a lot of personal time and energy into producing, I think, something worthy of not just KPFT, but worthy of sharing with the affiliate program you are uplinked to audio for.
A guesstimate on how many PSAs a day for that program?
Well, no, I don't have a guesstimate, Ted. but I can find one for you.
Thanks, Mike.